They've just returned. How long ago?
I got back on Monday.
Monday from a really cool European adventure, and I want to hear about it. Where did you go?
Went to Gay Paris and London. Have you been to either?
I've been to London. Never been to Paris.
I had been to London once before. I'd never been to Paris.
How was it?
And my girlfriend was the inverse. She had been to Paris when she was, you know, a teenager, I guess, but had never been to London.
There's no one who wants to go to London more or Paris more than girl.
Yeah, it's a very romantic city.
Every American female, I think, wants to go to Paris more than anything. And it's probably great, right? Was it? Did you have a good time?
I mean, I don't want to sound totally cliche, but I fell in love with Paris.
Really?
All I could think about was how great it would be to live there. And I don't speak a lick of French. You don't really need to in the city.
Why? Does American English work? Or
yeah, most people in the service industry, you know, I mean, if you go into a mom and pop shop, I'm sure that you might run into trouble. But most bars, restaurants, hotels, shops, everybody speaks English, or you can find someone who does.
You were there, what, 3 days?
Four days in Paris, then 4 days in London.
What did you see in Paris?
That's what I wanted to talk to you about a little bit, is when you go abroad, when you have a big doings vacation, how much do you plan it out and how much do you wing it?
I'd say mostly planned.
Like, you know, this day we're doing these
mostly,
sites.
Yeah, because I'm like, when I have a big vacation coming up, I, for months, am like so excited about it. I can't help but research and plan. I'm not like strict about it.
Right.
And it usually goes out the window when you go out and get hammered and then you don't make it to the line of the Louvre at 7:30 or whatever when you're supposed to queue up. So like,
yeah, we didn't make it to the Louvre. We ran out of time.
Really? Okay. But yeah, I get really psyched, and I like restaurants specifically. Like, I'm like, all right. And
yeah,
sometimes you do need to make reservations, especially in Paris. I would imagine some of those super high end places, if you went to any, are like really nice joints. So which one are you?
I'm pretty much a wing it type person. I mean, I like to have a short list of things that I want to accomplish, but I also just like to go with the flow. And the way we did it, I mean, we didn't try too hard to adjust. Yeah, you know, because it's Paris is like an 11-hour difference. London is a 10-hour difference from here. And so we weren't necessarily trying to totally reset our clocks. We would generally roll out from the hotel around lunchtime each day. So we would sleep until, you know, 9, 10, and then just kind of gradually get ready and not be in a race to get out the door. And then so we would sightsee in the afternoon, you know, watch soccer or go, you know, get an early snack drink in the evening, and then just keep rolling all the way until, you know, the wee hours. You know, some nights we would stay out until 10, some nights we'd stay out till midnight. There was one night we stayed out until 2.
Yeah.
Or damn near 2. But Paris is amazing in the same way that London is, that you can just, if you want to, if you have enough stamina. And, you know, you have your GPS, if your phone hasn't died, you can walk anywhere. I mean, there's obviously the metro or the underground in London, and there's, you know, cabs and mass transit everywhere. But everything is so walkable, and there's so many of those little one-way streets and even pedestrian boulevards that are closed to traffic.
Okay.
So it's amazing to just soak in the city and just walk for, you know, 45 minutes to an hour and just take
it all
in.
Is it more walkable than London, or about similar?
It's about the same. I would say maybe more so.
Is it what I picture, which is bistros and little cafes and bars, and as they kind of spill out into the impossibly skinny street?
Yeah. The main difference between Paris and London, in my observation, is in Paris, you have bistros on every corner. In London, you have pubs on every corner. And then in Paris, there's a million scooters everywhere. And then in London, there's a million bicycles everywhere. There's not as many scooters. And that the traffic thing, I mean, in France, they drive on the right side. Obviously, in England, they drive on the left. But even in France, there's no way you could get me behind the wheel. One, I would get lost immediately, but I would also just plow into someone. just the innate, and especially if you go to like the Arc de Triomphe, where the giant roundabout is,
yeah.
And you just watch the chaos of all of these scooters and bikes and cabs and buses and trucks and cars just all kind of moving and almost colliding, but always just missing each other. And the way that the people on bikes and scooters would just weave in and out of traffic and go in between lanes and have no fear of these giant buses and trucks. Like, how people don't die every day. Like, how I didn't witness carnage on the roads every day that we were there.
I wonder that even here, though, about us. I don't know how we all have 1,000-pound killing machines that we use multiple times a day, and we all tend to follow, I guess, the base rules and not, more often than not kill each other.
Right. But the thing that you're obviously struck with is just the beauty that's all around you. I mean, the main attraction, I guess, outside of the Louvre is the Cathedral of Notre Dame.
Mm.
And so, actually, it's actually on a little island in the middle of the Seine. So, the Seine is the river that runs through Paris. And there's a little island where Notre Dame Cathedral is. And that was the first settlement of Paris. And so, it took... I think they started the cathedral in somewhere around 800 and or 700 AD, somewhere in there. And they finished it like 200 years later.
Jeez.
Like, generations of people toiled and broke their backs building this incredible cathedral.
And you went inside?
Yeah, went inside.
Does it look like that?
Yeah.
It really looks like that?
Dude, it's crazy.
I'm not much of a religious man, but
no.
I love old churches.
Yeah. Well, and the main difference, you know, there's the... Cathedral of Notre Dame in Paris, and in London you have, as I mentioned before, Westminster Abbey. Westminster Abbey is kind of more of a museum now. It does still function as a church, but so many people are buried at Westminster Abbey, and there are so many memorials that it's not like you just walk in and there's pews and there's the altar. It's just a maze of all of these crypts and, you know, statues and stuff. Whereas Notre Dame, they do have some of that, but it is, as you can see in those pictures, it's still just a giant hall, and they still do services multiple times a day. You can just go in there and take in mass if that's what you want to do. Really, really incredible.
So the main reason for this entire trip, though, was concert, right?
Yeah, the whole thing was planned around a concert in Hyde Park that took place I guess a week ago this Saturday. Hyde Park, they have a concert series. Like, Friday night was Roger Waters. Sunday night was Eric Clapton. And Saturday night was The Cure.
Damn.
It was the 40th anniversary of the first ever Cure show when they were just teenagers. And they played pretty much a greatest hit set. And it was amazing. And Hyde Park, let me tell you, I don't know if you saw the video of you know, they showed the England-Croatia match in Hyde Park. They had a lottery, and they only gave out like 30,000 tickets. For this festival, there were easily like 80,000 people in this place. And we bought like the VIP tickets, so we were close to the front, but we were still not extremely close. But you just look back, and you would just see a sea of people. And then there was a second stage, and so we wanted to go see a band on the second stage, and so you had to go out into the general area.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you go to, like, Austin City Limits or whatever, right. You know, you walk between this main stage and this main stage, and there's wide open space, and
yeah.
You have room to breathe. This was nut to butt.
Every inch.
Are
you freaking
out
at all?
Excuse me.
Yeah, like you need a little bit of breathing space. Most festivals you can find some.
It was a little claustrophobic, and then there was at one point where I was about to tinkle in my pants.
Oh no!
And I could not figure out where the bathrooms were, and just kind of doing the pinch and wandering through this sea of people. It was a little crazy, and I had the fleeting thought of what if I never find my girlfriend again, because she didn't have her phone, because you have to get an international plan. So I have my phone and we're relying on my phone, but when we separated, I'm like, what if I don't find her again?
Right. Like meet at the hotel later,
yeah.
I guess.
I guess I'll look for you at the Lost and Found.
Show was good?
Yeah, it was amazing. The show was great. The one thing that I will say, just going back to the travel between France and England, we took the train. We took the tunnel.
Oh, really? Okay.
And so back to me not planning ahead and half-assing it, we nearly missed our train. Well, we would have, but the train was an hour and a half late. Because you think about, like, I guess in my dumb brain, I was just like, oh, it's like, like the DART. You just, show your ticket and you get on the train. But you're going from one country to another.
Yeah, so there is.
So there's security and customs and then, going through the gate.
And I bet the tunnel is a very secure. I mean, they're protecting the hell out of that thing.
Yeah.
That's not something that you're stumbling onto a subway car.
And so we were extremely fortunate that everything was late, and then we get an email that they were giving partial refunds because of the lapse in service. I was like, that's all right.
Yeah, yes.
You're good. But it's only like a little over 2 hours from Paris to London.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what the speed
of the
train was.
The only place you can get here in 2 hours is Waco.
Right. Yeah, it was really amazing. It was not as scenic a road or a rail trip that I was hoping it would be.
When you're in the how long are you actually underwater?
Maybe about 30-40 minutes of the trip.
And is it just obviously
it's,
there's nothing
just,
to see?
Yeah, but it's just pure darkness.
Is that weird?
It's crazy, yeah. But you're underneath the English Channel, and then you pop up and you're in the English countryside.
It's very cool.
It's very cool. But yeah, it was an amazing time, and I mean, I'm sure that there are plenty of P1s that have been and have their own personal favorites. But
so if you go back to one, you'd go back to Paris?
No, I think if we went back to one, my girlfriend would vote London, mm-hmm. just because she's only been there the one time. But it's just people in both places, you hear about Parisians being rude or people in London hating Americans or whatever. Everyone was so nice that we met.
No Trump talk?
Well, the two guys that we met in the pub, they were like pro-Trump.
Really?
Yeah, it was really weird. I was like, are you talking about the same guy? But, it's just they have a totally different perspective because they're not inundated with the news that mm-hmm. like we are here. I mean, it's like we don't know anything about Brexit.
Right.
Right? So they're like, what do you know about Brexit?
Breakfast.
And I was like, nothing. And I was like, what do you know about Trump? And they're like, oh, he's all right. But it's funny because he's visiting there right now.
Oh, yeah. And
they're floating the Trump baby balloon. And then, as I mentioned earlier, the Three Lions song.
Yeah.
So there was a campaign to get the Three Lions song to number one on the charts. But then there was a counter campaign to get Green Day's American Idiot to number one on the charts. So I don't know how that ever sorted out.
That's a good bit they do as a nation.
I believe they got pretty close.
To try to get whatever song to number one.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
It's their pet bit. But yes, it was so much fun and did not want to come home, but I had to come home because I knew I was going to do this with you.
Did you bring me anything?
I'll buy you a pint.
I like to get a prize or a treat when you go somewhere.
It's funny. They don't really do the craft beer thing over there. I was drinking a lot of Amstel and Peroni.
In Paris?
In both.
Really?
Yeah.
Peroni's not bad, though.
No, it's good.
We have about 2 minutes left, and Dave said he has a two-minute tale from his European journey that we didn't get to yet.
Yeah, I forgot when I was talking about riding the I don't know if it's really a bullet train, but just the high-speed rail between Paris and London. The train was late. We were totally stressed. We thought we were going to miss it. Then we had to wait in this humongous line to get through the checkpoint, then get through customs, then get through security. So we're just totally stressed. We finally get to our seats, and the train starts on its journey to London. And it's one of those that has a bar car somewhere in the middle of the train. Mm-hmm. So once you get going, you can get up from your seat, go from car to car, find the bar cart, get some refreshments, and go back to your seat.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're trying to figure out, is the bar car in front of us or behind us? And so we guess wrong, and we go behind us, and we go like three cars back, and we're like, it's obviously the other direction. We guessed wrong. So we turn around, and we're going back the way we came and going back past these people that just saw us like 1 minute walking purposefully past them, like we knew where we were going. And so we're walking back, and we had just left the station. You know, we're not into kind of like the straightaway, you know, of the French countryside. We're still kind of in the city. And so the train's jostling a little bit. And so I kind of lose my balance as I'm walking through this train car. And, you know, it's just like a regular kind of a airline fuselage where there's two seats on either side and the aisle in the middle. And so I brace myself on one of the headrest of one of the seats as the train is kind of jolting. And as I do, I guess I kind of I tensed my body to not fall into the people that are in those seats. And a little toot came out.
Oh, no.
And wait, audible or?
I heard it. But I wasn't sure if it was audible beyond, like, you know, my immediate personal area.
Sometimes you can hear it within your own body.
So people were, like, sitting pretty near you? Yeah, they heard that.
So I just keep going. I just pretend like nothing happened and just keep going. And as I get to the end of the car and, you know, wait to open the door to go to the next car, I turn around and I see my girlfriend, and she has this horrified look on her face. And so I turned back around, kept going. I finally get to the bar car, and she comes up and she said, "I heard that." And she was like 3 paces behind me. And I said, "You did?" I was like, I wasn't sure if it was audible. And she said, "Not only was it audible, you farted right in this woman's face." And she said that she heard the woman gasp and audibly scream.
Age of the woman? Old woman?
I think it was...
Please tell me she was at least 75.
No. I think it was an adult woman, probably 30s, 40s. Adult.
Audible scream?
Yeah.
She yelped?
Oh, and she got a whole mouthful.
Right. That as my girlfriend was walking past her through my cloud, she heard the woman go...
And you're just gone as the and door
I was
shuts
gone.
Behind you.
I was gone.
And then you go to the bathroom car to check for pad thai.
Are the is maybe the European a little more offended by this than an American?
Apparently.
I don't know. But yes, that was the most embarrassing part of my trip. I just forgot. Awesome. I forgot to share it with you, and I wanted to share it before we left today.
That is so perfect. That's the perfect final image that I want. I want from Dave Lane for the next 6 months.
Yeah. Till I see you again, P1s, think of me farting on the train from Paris to London.
Thanks, dude. That was fun as hell.